I know ads are a bit annoying, but they're the only way I can make sure all content on this site stays free to everyone. If you want to chip in and remove these adverts, visit patreon.com/girlonthenet and support me there at any level.
This is No One Puts Baby in the Corner, written and read by Molly Moore. I am never going to kneel quietly in the corner and wait for you to come for me. If you find me in the corner, it will be because you have put me there. There will be red, angry marks on my arms where your fingers dug into my flesh. My hair will be tussled, and little strands will stick to the sheen of sweat that decorates my brow and top lip. My breathing will have the undeniable sound of recent exertion, as will yours. I glare at you. A mixture of lust and rage thuds through my veins. You laugh at me as you unbutton your trousers. Reaching out for a handful of my hair, you push me down. Now you have me kneeling on the floor in the corner. Even though you have a tight grip of my hair, I still manage to twist my head slightly away from your hard cock as you guide it towards my face, forcing you to use your hands to grab my chin and bring me back to exactly where you want me. I purse my lips tightly shut. In my eyes you see the defiance, the stubborn fight that you know is in fact my invitation to you to break me. Your hand easily covers my mouth, and then you begin to squeeze where my jaws meet. At first, you apply just enough pressure to act a warning, but when I refuse to yield, sure you want to play it this way? My answer is silence. Your reply is to dig your fingers into my face, driving them hard into the corners of my jaw until I feel like you are going to split the soft skin on the inside of my mouth against the edge of my teeth. With a cry of pain, I relent. You push two fingers into my mouth and wrap your whole hand around my lower jaw. Your fingers slide deeper into the back of my throat, and no matter how hard I try, I cannot control the gag. Saliva escapes from my mouth and runs down my chin, behind your hand, and little tears prickle in the corner of my eyes, and between my thighs an increasing damp slick of other fluid cover my cunt. For now I am compliant, softened by your aggression, and determination to use me as you desire, so that when you remove your fingers from my mouth and replace them with your cock, I am open wide, inviting you in as deep as you can, my defiance broken to be replaced by greed. You take your time with my mouth, slowly guiding me back and forth on your cock by my hair, alternating between having just the head of your cock inside my lips and burying as much of your length as you can into the back of my throat. It is almost like you can't decide which one feels the best, so you keep trying one and then the other. There is no real pattern or rhythm to your movements. You are playing with me, toying with my need to anticipate your pleasure, to control your pace in my mouth. Like this, I am forced to be nothing more than a receptacle for your pleasure. I am never going to kneel quietly in the corner and wait for you. But then why would I? It's so much more fun when you make me. If you enjoyed this, find more of my work at mollysdailykiss.com and hear more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.